to share some tips with you that have helped me during the career. First of all, I would encourage you to be a good student. It doesn't matter what your background, whether you've been in sales or not, this is going to take rehearsal, practice, scripting, and patience. Next, wear your beauty coat. Your beauty coat automatically gives you credibility. You know, I go into doctor's offices all the time and they've got on lab coats. And the people who work there have on coats. And I think that they know what they're doing. I don't really know that they know what they're doing, but they look like they know what they're doing. So that beauty coat will give you the same credibility. Third, remember, this isn't brain surgery. If people don't like it, they can just wash it off. Four, don't compare yourself to others. Do you know that women are the only species on earth that play the comparison game? Men don't do that. Men don't walk into a room, size up the entire crowd, and think to themselves, he's taller, he's skinnier, he's got more hair than me. We're the only creatures alive that play that game, and it certainly isn't healthy. Next, remember to only take advice from people with whom you would trade places. That was some of the best advice I was ever given in this business because everybody's going to want to start giving you advice. So I recommend that you listen to the people who have succeeded in running successful Mary Kay businesses. Generally speaking, that would be your independent sales director or your national. Next, you will become like the five people with whom you spend the most time. If you're hanging around positive people, you're probably a very positive, energy-giving person. If you're hanging around negative people, then you're probably negative yourself. And ooh, I know we don't like to hear that. But guys, it is inevitable.